Pray fruitfully. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We continue in this Sunday of Misericordia, God's mercy and compassion. We continue getting closer to Jesus, being at his side. The first meditation, we were meditating on the love of Jesus, of God for us, at the foot of the cross, dying for me, so that I become faithful. I live close to him. I live for him. But what is the greatest sign of his love? He loved us, and he loved us till the end. It's in the Holy Eucharist. Holy Eucharist contains special manifestation of the love of God for you and for me, for all of us. The Lord, in the Holy Eucharist, took bread in the ritual supper that they were having, because it was the Passover, and told the disciples, I have been strongly full of desire to celebrate this Passover with you before I suffer the passion. The Lord says that he's looking forward to it ardently, and he instituted the sacrament. The first consecration of the bread, then he took the chalice, he intoned the baraka, that is the prayer, which is thanksgiving to God, and said, take this and drink of it. This was within the ritual of the Jews of the Passover. It usually served the lamb first. Jesus Christ is the true Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, as he was acclaimed by St. John the Baptist. The lamb that the Jews consumed was just an image of the reality of this God of us that comes to us, borrows from us a human nature in Mary in order to be able to die for us on the cross, because he loved us till the end. It seems that in this ritual of the Jews, the Last Supper, when they consume the lamb, they have what we may say a moment of get together. It was normal to continue the supper in the same place without moving, but just talking. How many things the Lord told them, knowing that he was about to die and suffer so much. Our Lady was there in the same room, in another group with the women, but listening also. At times the Lord is in silence, letting the disciples talk, all in a climate of intimacy and love. This is the mystery of the Eucharist, the sacrament of the Eucharist. But we can easily imagine the sentiments present at this time in the heart of Jesus. In that evening, the last he was going to spend on earth with the disciples before the sacrifice of Calvary. It was like a despedida, bidding farewell to the people he loved. In this moment, in any family, in any group of friends, when somebody is going to live for a long time, we would have preferred that this person remains with us forever. But it cannot be, because that person has to live. And it's impossible to remain and to live at the same time. That's for us. We human beings cannot go further. But Jesus Christ is God, and he can do it. He can die on the cross and live us because he ascended into heaven. And out of love for us, also to remain with us. This is the Eucharist we are now going to celebrate in the Mass. He doesn't leave us a symbol. Look at this stone, look at this image. It reminds you of me. No, the Lord does not leave us just a symbol. He leaves us himself. Jesus with us, you, Lord, with us right now. We cannot see you, Lord, but our faith tells us you are there. We are looking, we see you with the eyes of our faith. We cannot touch you, and yet we can love you because you are here. Of course, the Lord is present in the church. The Lord is present in the preaching of the church. The Lord is present when we read the Sacred Scripture. The Lord is present when the church administers the sacrament of baptism, of confirmation, of anointing of the sick. But here, it is different, considerably different, because the Lord is substantially here. Real, substantially here. Sacramentally means substantially here. He is here, but we cannot see him, we cannot touch him. That's what sacramentally means, as a sacrament. So it's not an icon, it's not a figure, it's not a picture. He is here. So, Lord, you left us, you ascended into heaven to your throne of glory, and still you remain with me. Let me never be separated from you. You could do it, you did it. It's not a gift that you left us, it's yourself who remained with us, present here with your soul, your body, your blood, your divinity. Why do you, Lord, remain with me here? To strengthen your hope, he might tell us. Your hope that I have instilled in you, the Lord says. Hope comes from him. We cannot manufacture hope because it's a theological virtue, right? Is the Lord has inserted in you. And that hope grows in the Eucharist. What is that hope? That hope is that desire to be with him. That expectation. Lord, one day I will be with you forever. That's the first part of hope. The second part, it has two parts, two chapters. The second chapter is, and only you, Lord, can bring me there. So he is the goal of my life. He is the one who leads me there. The Eucharist, therefore, brings us to remind ourselves, what is the hope of my life? What is the focus? What do I want in life, ultimately? What is what I desire most? You see how, for him, is to give glory to his Father by loving you, by bringing you to heaven. For you and I should be him, Jesus, Jesus crucified, Jesus who has risen, Jesus who is bringing us to himself. That should be our goal in life. And everything else has to be measured with this litmus test. Does it help me to get closer to God? Or is it an obstacle? There you have. Lord, again, take away from me what might separate me from you. Strengthen my hope. Awaken in me that desire to go to you. Accompany my solitude in this world. Help me in my needs so that I can run faster towards you. I can arrange everything around me to help me go towards you. Thank you, Lord, because you have advanced for me a testimony of the future salvation. Sometimes people work for something, but presently they don't see anything of it. Sometimes, I remember, was typical, the workers, I used to pay every Saturday, but Tuesday, sometimes, oh, sir, I need a bale, advance payment, no? So, well, this is, the Eucharist is a bale, it's an advance payment, it's an anticipated contact with God. So the Eucharist reminds us of heaven. Now we cannot be in heaven, but now we can be with Jesus, telling us, wait, fight, it's not your time, but you will be with me. You see how much the Lord loved us, how much he was concerned for the future of his family, which is the church, that is all of us. When he was about to begin his passion and die for us, he still prays for us and arrange everything so that we will never be lacking that bread of his presence until the end of the world. Because the Lord did not limit himself to consecrate the bread and wine, his body and soul, his humanity and his divinity, at the moment of the Last Supper, so that this supper you can share me and have me with you in a more intimate manner. Not only that, but at the end, he told the disciples to repeat this amazing feat, that is, do this in memory of me, with their own hands, with their own words, until the end of the world. Therefore, the Lord will be with us in the Eucharist forever until he comes again. He instituted priesthood. He gives himself this is my body given up for you. Not just my body, look, my body is here. No, it's my body suffering and dying for you. All his life is self-giving. All my life has to be self-giving, imitating my Lord. Because the Son of Man came to give his life. He had no need of gaining anything because he's God, he has everything. He cannot be, to put it this way, promoted because he is God. So therefore, his love was totally disinterested. Lord, I cannot love as you love me because I'm human. But approximate me to your love, that I put no limit in my self-giving, serving you and serving you in the others, serving you by doing what I have to do, my vocation, my calling, whatever circumstances in my life. Thus, I will be imitating you. Now the time has come, and he remains with us. He gives himself to us mainly in the sacraments, in each sacrament. In baptism is Jesus Christ coming to us, bringing us the Holy Spirit for the first time, cleansing us of sin. In confirmation, he confirms us in his love. In sacrament of penitence, confession, he reconciles us to himself at that moment. But in the Eucharist, not only he stays with us, but he remains with us. This is the mystery. So it's not just a moment, because the Lord is here in the tabernacle. Any time of the day you come, as long as that vigil lamp there that you see burning is the witness, is the indicator of his presence. Of course, it does not produce his presence, as you know, but reminds us that he is there. That's why it's continuously burning, because it reminds us of our attitude. We have to burn ourselves totally for him, being witnesses of his presence, witnesses among men that the Lord has died, the Lord has risen, the Lord will come again. He remains with me, with us, not just a moment, but forever. Remain with me, Lord. Don't abandon us. The Lord remains not only to be food for the trip, but to remind us of our true identity. Saint José María Escrivá wrote that the love of the Blessed Trinity for men makes that from the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, all graces may come for the Church and for the entire mankind. He assures us that all the graces come from the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. That's why the Second Vatican Council has defined the Church makes the Eucharist, of course, is the Church that celebrates the Mass, but also the Eucharist makes the Church, because we are a family, we are God's family, insofar Jesus is with us. If there is no Eucharist, there is no Church. That's the tatak, the sign that an organization is the Church that Jesus Christ founded. You test it. You find a new group or pangkat, ask them. You have Mass, you have the Eucharist. if they don't have, well, that's spurious. Okay? The Eucharist makes the church. Here you have Jesus Christ. First, he washed the feet of the disciples, giving them a sign of his love. Before the Last Supper, he washed their feet, preparing them. Washing of the feet was a symbolic way of telling them, first, you have to be prepared. First, you have to get rid of everything that sobra, all that dirt that stick to your feet. It sticks because with your feet you walk throughout the world. You step on things there on the ground. That's normal. We have to live our life. But in so doing, we become attached to them. And instead of helping us to go in our right direction, it encumbers our gait, our walking. He washed the feet. But then, immediately and connected with the washing of the feet, he said, "The new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." You see? He's not ashamed of telling us that he loves us. He's not ashamed of telling us you also had to do likewise. "You call me master, and so I am. If I, your master, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet." So there you have. First, with the washing of the feet, the Lord has cleansed us. Now he tells us that we should go. That you should go wash the feet of the others, that is, to be witnesses of his death and resurrection. Go. Does it? Does the Eucharist encourage me to go, to be active in my apostolate, to love the others? That is the greatest sign of love. To love the others as he has loved me. It would be inconsistent that I accept the love of God and I don't pass it on to the others. Jesus passed his love to me and I retain it as if it were the end of everything. No, that's not reasonable. That's why Saint José María Escrivá called the Eucharist like a madness of love. Spanish, locura de amor, means a love without limits, madness. No? So that is difficult to imagine how this person can love so much. Well, that's it. So, therefore, the Eucharist brings us back to the cross. Or rather, the Eucharist brings the cross here now as we are going to be participating in the sacrament, not just watching it. We are not going to watch the Mass as we watch, I don't know, a Korean telenovela. No, we are a part of it. We are actors there. The Eucharist is the presence of Jesus Christ here, dying on the cross. The sacrifice of Calvary in the Mass loses his insertion in a timeline. It happened in the year 33, but it's happening now, mysteriously. Or rather, we are transferred to Calvary in a sacramental manner. We are at the foot of the cross, sacramentally. That's why it's the sacrament of our salvation. First, we have the liturgy of the word. The scripture converge towards Jesus, help us know him better, explains his role, is a preparation. And then the liturgical Eucharist is the fullness of it, true sacrifice. And what should I do in the Mass? Four things. First, adoring the Lord present. I adore you with profound reverence. When you bow, when you adore Him, when you bow your head before you come to receive communion, you become the greatest, we may say. When a human being bows to God, is acknowledging God. Second, thanksgiving. You have to thank God. Why? Because He has come to you. You have adored Him. What do you think? Anyone can adore God? Anyone can be aware that He is with us? Thank you, Lord. Thirdly, is to ask Him for pardon, because even so, He has washed your feet. The guilt, the remorse of our sins, of our past sins, should lead us to tell the Lord, Lord, cleanse me more and more, that I may be worthy to receive you as it should be. Contrition for our sins, which have led the Lord to the cross. And fourthly, petitions, because we are beggars. Open your eyes. We always have to, will be in need of Him, of asking Him. Then remember that I always tell you, at the end of the Mass, the priest will say, go forth, the Mass is ended. Or today, alleluia, alleluia, we add, right? Don't believe him. Don't believe the priest. Why? Because you have to think, malaiko sayo, I know what you are saying. But now is the moment to continue my Mass, my personal Mass, because I intend to turn this day into a continuation of this Mass. It's going to be my Mass, my offering to you. Now the priest will be not Father so-and-so, but myself. Why? Because I will manage my life. I will make my decision in such a way that my entire life will be an offering to you. So you see, our entire day should be first a preparation for the Eucharist, then a participation in it, and the rest of the day a continuation of the Eucharist, which is the center or root of the spiritual life of a Christian. And because this sacrifice encompasses in it everything that the Lord wants from each one of us, that response of love and that concern for the others. Do this in memory of me. Go to the others. Love them as I have loved you. Let's go to our Mother the Virgin. Realize this. What body are we going to take in this Mass? The body of Christ. A body that He took. From where? From Mary. From the genes of Mary were present in the body of Jesus. And that body is here. So our Mother was not far away. It's here. In the very essence of the body of her Son Jesus, who is coming to us. I thank you, my God.